Of the living Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. When I'm giving a talk, I always say it has to be simple or I won't understand what I'm talking about. So this morning I'm going to take a straightforward look at both Bible readings and see if and how they link up. Firstly, the Old Testament reading from Isaiah. The historical situation is as follows. 2,700 years ago, the Israelites were living in captivity in Babylon. They were leading miserable, hard lives because of their sins. This is what sin does. It destroys lives and hope. But God still loves them and wants to set them free. So, through his prophet, Isaiah, God gives them a wonderful opportunity to make a fresh start, a promise to deliver them from captivity, to make highways in the desert. But God also makes another promise through Isaiah, the promise of a Messiah. He says, "Don't remember former things and don't consider the things of old. I will do a new thing, it springs forth now." Much later, writing to the Philippians, Paul says, "Forgetting the things that are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before, I press onwards towards the goal for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Isn't that lovely? God is telling the exiles to let go of their sinful ways and live joyful lives in order to experience the glory of what is ahead. God even promises them a light to the nations, to the Gentiles, to us. At the proper time, the light of the world stepped into the darkness and brought hope to all people. Secondly, our gospel reading. In the previous chapter, we would have heard how Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, causing quite a stir around Jerusalem and bringing many people to believe in him. News would have got around and they would have congregated in the tiny village of Bethany. I've been there, and it's probably grown since the time of Jesus, but it's still quite a small community not far from Jerusalem. And you can just imagine all these people who had heard of this miracle pouring in there. Now, news would have got around, so they would have congregated in the village. Now, only the day before Palm Sunday, and 6 days before Good Friday, Jesus is spending time with his special little family, Lazarus and his sisters Martha and Mary, before he finally enters Jerusalem, which is a couple of miles away. People would have been crowding around this little house in the hope of seeing the risen man and the man who had achieved this miracle. Martha was rushing about being a hostess. Meanwhile, the contemplative Mary took an expensive jar of nard, an ointment which is imported from India, and with it anointed the feet of Jesus, wiping them with her hair and filling the house with perfume. So, what is the significance of Mary's action? Does she know she is anointing Jesus ready for his burial, which will come in a few short days? As she does this, Jesus confronts those who criticise the expense of her actions. I won't speak of Judas at this time. And Jesus reminds them that he will not always be there with them. Only Jesus, and of course, the author of the Gospel, knew what was to come. On Mary's part, this was a commitment of faith that the lowliest servant would do for a king. Also, women in that culture would only let down their hair in front of their husbands. But Mary did it in a spontaneous action of exuberance, of worship for her king, an act of deep love. How wonderful it would be if we could all worship with such spontaneity in our churches today. For years after, those who were present would only have had to smell that perfume to be reminded of that special event. I'm sure there are certain smells which remind you of certain events. Mary had understood that which none of the disciples had fully taken in, that Jesus must die for our sins. None but Jesus understood her actions. He was the representative of all men, the sin bearer. Finally, in his second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 15, Paul writes that, "May the Lord raise up amongst us many a Mary who shall sit at his feet and be unto God a sweet savour of Christ." Amen.